if you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't
care for anything.
Can you, did y'all ever bake Sandy down off of your, grandparents' knowledge? You know, when you were little, you know, big Sandy type dinners?
Mm-hmm.
What were they like?
Well, of course, you know, when you go eat with your grandmother, my grandfather was dead, but my father had about six brothers and sisters, and it was always real exciting. They'd have, you know, everybody be there, all the aunts and uncles and all the children and their children, and it was just always so much fun because there was so much going on, and she'd have all kinds of food, you know, just... Oh, it's been so long I can't remember too well because she died when I was real young. I was about nine. But, you know, she would cook, like, instead of having one, she had about three cakes and two pies for dessert and cobblers and, you know, everything.
What she
wanted? Vegetables and about three meats. And then, of course, the aunts would all bring their specialty, you know. Something she'd always have cornbread and homemade butter. She goes pumpkin pie. Oh yes. Most of course she always cooked so much and so it was hard for all of it to be eaten. But most of it would be eaten. But what she'd have enough maybe for one meal. And then, of course, she'd send cake home with everybody. And fine.
All right, what happened to
you
perhaps you had something more than you could eat at Sunday dinner. Monday you eat it, just so you were having...
Leftovers.
You and your husband eat leftovers very much?
Oh, yeah. Every time I cook, we have leftovers.
Well, what are some of your favorite meals of leftovers?
Roast beef, meatloaf, spaghetti, chili.
Okay, if you put food into your mouth, then you say you began to...
taste it.
And what are you doing with your teeth?
Chewing.
Okay. Did you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way?
No.
What would be a name, even though you haven't done that, just imagining what you'd be like if you saw something like that?
Mush.
Or, could you think of another name for it? Anything else you might call it? Have you ever heard of your mother doing that?
No. Vegetable? Back to that mush stuff, that one of my students, a child that is one of my students, that's all the child was raised on. The family was real poor, and the child was just given mush throughout his whole childhood, and of course he was retarded due to his nourishment.
What kind of child was he? What food was this one?
Well, it was in school that I'm presently teaching in. That's all they had. He'd never had anything except cornmeal boil from the time he'd been born. The parents, you know, had just lived in real poverty, and they had never gotten outside of their circle. They lived at the end of a long country road and just had the three houses, family. There were three houses.